Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into one of the most profound demonstrations of obedience in all of history, Jesus Christ's journey from heaven to earth and ultimately to the cross. It's a story that challenges our understanding of true humility and shows us what perfect submission to God's will really looks like. Today's Bible verses are from Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
When we really pause to contemplate it, the incarnation stands as one of the most mind-boggling events in human history. Think about this. The eternal God, the very architect of the universe, chose to confine himself to human flesh. The one who spoke galaxies into existence decided to enter our world as a helpless baby in a humble stable in Bethlehem. This wasn't just a brief appearance or a temporary manifestation. God chose to fully immerse himself in the human experience, growing up in the small town of Nazareth, learning carpentry, experiencing hunger, fatigue, and all the ordinary moments of daily life. The creator of emotions experienced joy, sorrow, and everything in between. The one who designed the human body subjected himself to its limitations and vulnerabilities. Imagine the infinite becoming finite, the all-powerful choosing to be bound by human constraints, the all-knowing accepting the limitations of a human mind. This is what Jesus did. He didn't just observe human life from a distance. He lived it. He faced the same temptations we face, dealt with family dynamics, experienced friendship and betrayal, felt physical pain and emotional hurt. This wasn't just God putting on a human costume. This was God fully embracing our human nature while remaining fully divine. Let me tell you about the most profound sacrifice in history. When Jesus chose the cross, he wasn't just accepting death. He was embracing the most shameful and horrific form of execution known in the ancient world. In those days, crucifixion was so terrible that people would avoid even mentioning the word cross in polite conversation. It wasn't just about the physical pain, it was about the complete stripping away of human dignity. The Romans reserved crucifixion for the lowest of criminals, making it not just a method of execution, but a public statement of shame and degradation. For the Jews, it carried an even deeper stigma. According to their law, anyone who hung on a tree was considered cursed. So when Jesus willingly accepted crucifixion, he wasn't just facing death. He was choosing to become cursed in the eyes of his own people. Yet Jesus, who had the power to summon legions of angels who could have chosen any other path, deliberately chose this way. He allowed himself to be stripped, beaten, and nailed to rough wooden beams. He endured the mockery, the physical agony, and the spiritual torment of bearing the weight of humanity's sins. This wasn't just a matter of physical endurance. It was a complete emptying of himself, a total submission to the Father's will.
And perhaps most remarkably, he did this knowingly, willingly. The same hands that had healed the sick and blessed the children were willingly stretched out to receive the nails. The voice that had commanded storms to cease fell silent under the weight of our judgment. The King of Kings allowed himself to be executed like a common criminal, all because of his love for us and his perfect obedience to the Father. This supreme act of obedience didn't go unnoticed by God. In fact, it led to something extraordinary. Because Jesus humbled himself to the point of death on a cross, God exalted him to the highest place possible. Think about that for a moment. The one who made himself lowest was raised to the highest position of honor and glory in all creation. God bestowed on Jesus the name that is above every name. This wasn't just a new title or a simple promotion. In ancient times, a name carried ultimate authority and power. When God gave Jesus the name above all names, he was declaring Jesus' absolute sovereignty over everything in existence. Every other power, authority, and dominion became subject to him. This divine paradox shows us something profound about the nature of true greatness. Jesus didn't grasp at power or demand recognition. Instead, he chose the path of humble obedience, and through that path, he received more glory than could have been gained by any other means. His exaltation wasn't just a reward. It was the natural outcome of his perfect submission to God's will. The relationship between humility and honor, between obedience and exaltation, reveals God's economy at work. In God's kingdom, the way up is down. The path to true greatness isn't found in asserting ourselves or demanding our rights, but in following Jesus' example of humble obedience. When we align ourselves with God's will, even when it costs us everything, we participate in this divine pattern of humility leading to honor. So what does this mean for us today in our everyday lives? How can we follow Jesus' example of obedience? Well, it starts with recognizing that obedience isn't about following a set of rules blindly. It's about cultivating a heart that's sensitive to God's leading and willing to follow wherever he guides us. Sometimes this might mean choosing the harder path. Maybe it's standing up for what's right when everyone else is compromising. Perhaps it's forgiving someone who has deeply hurt you or serving others when you'd rather focus on your own needs. These moments of choice are our daily crosses, our opportunities to demonstrate the same kind of obedience Jesus showed. But here's the beautiful thing. We're not called to walk this path alone. Jesus not only showed us the way, but he also empowers us to follow in his footsteps. When we feel weak or uncertain, we can lean on his strength. When we're unsure about which way to go, we can seek his wisdom through prayer and his word. Practical obedience might look different for each of us. For some, it could mean being patient with difficult people at work. For others, it might mean being faithful in small, seemingly insignificant tasks. The key is recognizing that every decision, every action is an opportunity to choose God's way over our own preferences. Remember, just as Jesus's obedience led to his exaltation, our faithful obedience, even in small things, matters to God. It's not about earning his favor. We already have that through Christ. Instead, it's about living out our gratitude and love for him one choice at a time, knowing that he walks with us every step of the way.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we are in awe of the sacrifice and humility shown by Jesus, who left the glory of heaven to live among us, fully embracing our human experience. Thank you, Lord, for your incredible love that led you to the cross, enduring shame and pain for our sake. Help us to remember the depth of this sacrifice and to live in a way that honors you. Teach us to walk in humble obedience, even when the path is difficult. May we choose your will over our own, knowing that you are with us, guiding and strengthening us every step of the way. Let our lives reflect the same love and submission that Jesus showed, bringing glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may the profound love and humility of Jesus fill your heart with peace and strength. As you walk in his footsteps, may you feel his guidance in every decision and his comfort in every challenge. May his sacrifice inspire you to live each day with gratitude, love, and purpose. Blessings to you today and always.